This is a challenging time in many ways, because energetically what is presenting itself is a really wonderful question, and that is, what do I believe about the parts of my life that are not working? Now, we did not say it is a cheerful time, but that is such a fine question, because once we give up all the wrong answers, we are well on the track to finding the right answers. And the right answers are the ones that are free of fear. And it is being free of fear that will set you free. That is the ultimate thing that you are going to find in your life, where you are not afraid, you are clear, you can see where you need to go, and you move more toward the center of your power. What is so sad is that fear is so powerful, not only in your responses, but in your belief system, because fear takes away your identity, because it moves you out of the place where you are connected, where you know who you are, and you know who you love, and your intuitive faculties are leading you forward. Now, what is interesting about this time is that some of the, we want to call them somewhat hidden beliefs of childhood now, are coming up for many people. And they are connected to expectations. We need to say that again. They are connected to expectations, which can be a blight on your current life. Now, how does that happen? Well, let us say that when you were a child, you felt responsible for things that you were not really responsible for at all. But you do understand, no one can even tell a child that and have it resonate, because children believe they are responsible for many, many things. Well, as you become more intellectually developed and you move along in life, there is a kind of forgetting that you ever felt that. It is as though it goes into hiding somewhere in your psyche, somewhere in your body. But it is still there. The idea that you are responsible for something, the belief that you should be a certain way, the belief that you should be more than you are to make up for something you may not even remember. All of these things are coming up. And when they come up, then whatever you are doing in the present moment, you do not feel good with it. It is not a pleasant or a happy thing for you. And that is why so often you say to yourself, I do not understand why I feel this way. I do not understand why I am reacting in this way. And we know you have all come to a place where that is what you feel. So what we want to do is, we want to say, I am not going to have any opinion about the way I respond to something. I'm simply not going to do that. But if something is worrisome in my life and it occurs again and again, I am going to go back and see if this might be the coming up of an old belief or an old responsibility that is not true, but it is still impacting me. And so, therefore, I want to know what it is. We will remind you of a teaching that we have brought to you before, which is the first step in release is recognition. So when we are looking at all of this, then we want to understand that that is the point of not trying to make what we think we are believing acceptable or sometimes even sane, but we must go ahead and say, you know, I believe I am thinking I should be perfect in this. I believe that if I were doing this correctly, all these other people's lives would be different. These are from childhood. And again, you may not even remember their origin, but when they rise up and bother you in your day-to-day life, then you know that there is something to be found, something to bring up so that we can begin to study the practice of release. So, we will take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Follow your breath. Feel the blue of peace all around your body and breathe in peace and exhale fear. Move your attention into your heart center and look at the places in your heart as though they are a garden. And where you see that water is needed or sunlight is needed, open to those things. Where you see places that need healing, take your love to those places. And love the part of your heart that has been unloved. And see that there is water flowing in your heart center, water that nourishes the very center of you, the place where your wisdom and your knowledge and your purpose live. And let that water nourish the garden. And begin to feel the growth of the trees and the flowers. See the beauty of your own heart. Watch it grow. Now see that there is a golden orb in your heart center, and it is full of the bright, vibrant energy of the universe. And it has the power to cleanse, to release, to make new what may have been in your heart, so that you are responding to this fine golden light now. And feel the golden light send beams down into your solar plexus. And let those beams remove from your body the emotions that may have caught in the solar plexus that do not serve you. And feel the light move down in your body and into the second center. And feel that golden light begin to displace judgment and shame and the way they are caught on old beliefs from another time. Feel them move out of the body so that you are able to fluidly feel and move with yourself as you are now. Feel the shaft of golden light go down through your body and into the root. And let that golden light begin to restore for you all the things you want to create, all the things that you love. And feel the energy of the earth come up into your root to support you, to work with you in the creation of your own life and your own joy. Move back into your heart center where the golden orb of light in your heart is glowing, and feel it send golden shafts of light into your throat center. And feel that golden light begin to displace what is critical, what is spoken to you critically or perfectionistically. Feel that communication leave so that there is only a place now for spoken, good for you, words and feelings. And feel the heart send the golden shafts of light up and into your third eye. And feel those golden shafts of light cleanse the third eye. Move out of the third eye doubts, fears, limitations, fear of your own knowing and your own power. Feel all of those displaced by the light. So there is you and how you are made and what you know and what you see and your respect for all of that. And feel the golden shafts of light from the heart center move up through your body and into the crown. And feel those shafts of light open the crown center and open it more widely, moving away any blockage, anything that may have said you cannot receive abundantly all that is meant for you, all that the universe wishes you to have. Feel that crown open. And feel the fluid golden light of the universe flow down through your body, filling everything, your thoughts, strengthening your spine, releasing your shoulders and your back, filling your arms and your hands, moving through the trunk to heal you, and down through your legs and your feet, to make you know that you are supported with the heart's desire, the thought of the heart, the picture of your own joy. and feel how full you are and how loved you are. And feel the energy move past your physical body to make a field that draws to you what is yours, that draws to you as you walk through the world the very finest things, the things that support you on your path. And move your attention back into your heart center. And feel that there is a path that extends from your heart, and you enter a bubble of light to take you easily upward on that path. No effort, simply feeling the freedom of the light. And feel that you are drawn toward a place very high, that is the place of your high self. And as you move to that place, step into the energy of who you really are. And allow yourself to love who you really are. And join with your high self and the wisdom and the strength of that high self. And feel the rain fall from heaven to bless you in this place. And see that in this place, your high self has found a gift. And allow yourself to know that gift, resting the mind, simply feeling the gift. And when you've known your gift, allow your consciousness to come back into that bubble of energy that brings you very lightly through the sky, through all that is, back to the room and to your body. And when you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.